This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Jake and Amir, two Jews that you can't forget. In 2010, they were big on the internet. But then three failed pilots, two rejected movie scripts. One last-ditch effort to try and stop their career from going to shit.
Segments.
Another podcast.
Segments.
Each app different from the last.
Segments.
It's the Swiss Army Knife of shows.
Now
meet your two pathetic hosts.
Yeah.
Nice.
We talked last week about your back issues, and now your shoulders are up to here.
Yes, my shoulders have kissed my ear. Yeah. First it was my ass to shoulder, now it's shoulder to ear. I did actually sort of hurt my neck last week doing my PT for my back.
Yeah.
I was doing some hip bridges in the bathroom.
And that's like sort of
vacation.
Laying, getting up there, kind of like a tunnel with your body a little bit.
Yeah. Putting my neck against the tile of the bathroom because I was trying to do it. I was doing it in the morning and Jill and the baby were sleeping. So
yeah.
I didn't want to do it out in the open.
Right.
Pressing my back against the hard bathroom gave me a little bit of a pinch for the rest of the day. And I was a little concerned that it would be a lasting injury.
Yeah.
All is right in the world.
That's good. We we survive in advance.
You have long COVID. You have long flu. You got the flu and COVID vaccine and it gave you the virus. And now you can't breathe. You have a frog in your throat. You have a collapsed lung. Your sinus.
Guessing.
Your oh my god! They drilled the balloon. Your nose balloon.
The balloon started
collapsed
to come
your
out.
Septum. Yeah. Your
actually.
You have dry socket, wet socket.
My socket.
You have a prolapsed septum.
Actually, I did get the flu, so that part's not a joke. I got the COVID
even after
vaccine,
the vaccine
on a Monday.
Oh, you got the.
God. And then by Wednesday, Avital was feeling sick. By Friday, I had a good old-fashioned flu, like a shaking cold, sweating cold, headache cold. Have to take
terrible.
Flu medication, flu. But you know, now it's Tuesday, so day 4 or 5. I sound sick, but I feel a lot better, and that's all that really matters.
That is all that matters. So you feel recovered. Did it ruin your weekend?
Yes, it completely destroyed through a giant nuclear bomb into the weekend. It was a 3-day weekend, and I spent the majority of it in bed, confused, scared, hot, cold, sore, and
do
and
you
mad.
Blame Avital? Like, are you mad at Avital? Do you, like, when you start to get sick on Friday, are you like, you got me sick? Damn.
Yeah.
You got me sick.
You know.
Now I'm sick.
Whenever, actually, I'm thankful because whenever she has had COVID or I've had COVID, we never get the other one sick. So I'm like, I'm starting to think this like whole viral thing is like kind of a myth / hoax. Like I don't feel it that way.
Right.
It's never like one to the next. This one was a very direct transfer of sour.
That's good.
Yeah.
It restored your faith.
Yeah. And the good thing about getting someone sick is that It takes a few days for the thing to replicate. So like by the time that person's sick, now hopefully you're better. So it's sort of an evolutionary advantage.
Right, exactly. Whenever Jill is sick and she tells me, I get like preemptively mad. I'm like, I get anxious and upset and a little bit resentful. I'm like, yeah. Oh, okay. Well, then I'm going to get sick, you know,
shoving her outside, locking the door.
We're going to bed. She coughs. She's like, I have a tickle in my throat. I'm like, well, great. Now I'm dead.
Yeah. I did the sleep on the couch thing in a hope to avoid it.
Oh, wow.
Too little, too late, as it were.
Yeah, so you got a bad night's sleep and then the flu.
Yes, exactly. Back to back.
Good man.
All right, but this isn't about our illness. That was last week.
Right, our ailments.
Yes, this one's about sort of surviving and thriving. You wanted to actually create life, specifically a D&D life for me, which we've done before, right. I think.
Have we done it before? Did we actually?
Maybe on our Patreon. That I remember you said we should create a character for you on our Patreon. We did a video there of me creating, you guiding me through a D&D character creation.
Great. All right. So we're going to do it again, especially because I don't even remember that.
Yeah. And honestly, now, during the fever, everything has become a dream. So I don't know if that actually happened.
It happened, or if it was something I said we should do.
Sort of K-hole I went down one night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Your snoring is fully back now.
I had sleep paralysis / wake demons visit me.
Wake demons.
Yes. That's when somebody barges through my door at 1 p.m.
Yeah. Wake demon is not a bad name for your character, but we can give you a character name now, or we can name this character at the end after we've created everything else about them.
Okay, let's name him at the end. And the only thing that I want to incorporate into this segment, this creation, is that the character should sort of be always sick or getting over an illness, so that when I'm like, okay, I sound a little congested and I have a cough, that's like part of my character.
Right. Okay, that works. So the first thing we're going to do is choosing a race. Lots of different fantasy races here, from Aarakocra to Tortle.
White.
That is, I mean, I guess you could go human. White is obviously not
white.
An option.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a push to call the races lineages or ancestries, which it doesn't seem like that's happened on D&D Beyond.
That
so,
has a take. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. What are the options there?
You could do custom lineage if you're hell bent on. I don't even know. I don't want to repeat it.
Yeah. Which lineage is a sore throat most of all?
I mean, maybe a goblin. I'll run through. So, you know, an Aarakocra, that's a bird person. An Aasimar, it's like a fallen angel, kind of. Bugbear, essentially what it sounds like, just a weird monster. Yeah. You got dragonborn. Then you have standard fantasy things like dwarf, elves, your gnomes, your goblins. And then there's half elf, half orc, halfling, hobgoblin, human, kenku, that's a bird person. You don't hate
hobgoblin. Are those guys short and sort of congested?
I think a hobgoblin is actually sort of, well, like, here's the quick bio. War is the lifeblood of hobgoblins. War. Its glories are the dreams that inspire them. Its horrors don't feature in their nightmares. So at least they're talking about, it sounds like sleep paralysis. Like, they dream of war. And the hobgob sounds a little bit like snot. Like globs in your throat and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Basically, I want like a character that like it hurts when that guy swallows, basically. Right.
Usually people would, you know, create a fantasy character to escape their sad reality, but it sounds like you want to
I guess dwell on it.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to lean in. Okay. Sweet. So we're going to choose your hobgoblin. A hobgoblin, of course, the constitution is going to increase by 2. Which actually doesn't sound, you know, like a sick person, but we can always mess with that on the day. Your intelligence also goes up. Okay. So, hobgoblins are between 5 and 6 feet tall. So not huge, not huge.
Okay.
All right, let's go ahead.
Which I am. I am also in between 5 and 6 feet.
Yeah, it's perfect. You get to choose a weapon. So there's a whole bunch of options. What kind of... You are an ill hobgoblin. You are mm-hmm. ill-looking and ill-tempered. You okay. are thin. You are weak. You are drained yeah. of your vital lifeblood and fluids. You That's just good. Woke up from a very long NyQuil nap. What yeah, weapon are you putting?
Yeah.
yeah. And what weapon are you putting into your traveler's pack before you go adventuring?
Can I like use viral warfare, like coughing on people, talking into people, getting them sick that way? Or do I have to like choose a preordained D&D weapon?
Well, when we choose your class, we could make you some kind of like maybe an artificer. That's somebody who's like making little potions. Like that could be you're making yeah. your own NyQuil. Or we could
kind
make
of
you
like
a sorcerer. That's
a
like
cloud. Yeah. Like
yeah. You could do, you could be casting spells that get people ill for sure. I think that could happen. Yeah, but you do nice. You do get two weapons just based on your hobgoblin race here. So
what are my
is there
options?
Any battle axe, a blowgun, a crossbow, a scimitar, a flail, glaive, great axe, great sword, a hoopack? I'm not sure what a hoopack is.
Is that like a Z pack where I have to take 5 a day? For 5 days until my infection clears?
It looks like a little slingshot, like, which you could put a really big DayQuil in and shoot it down your own throat.
That's good, actually. Did you think I knew what these weapons were going to be when you're like, which two weapons do you want? And then I'm like, oh, what are my options? And then you started rattling them off. Like, did
I would
you think I had
I was
that
thinking
in
that
my
you
bag?
Would, no, I would think you would just sort of describe some type of weapon and I could tell you what it was.
Back
like if you
it.
Said... Right, exactly. But I mean, you know, yeah. you've seen Ninja Turtles, they had different weapons. You've
yeah.
seen
a stick
things.
Wouldn't be that bad, like, actually.
Yeah, I mean, we can get you a staff.
Yeah, a staff infection?
Yeah, I mean, that is perfect.
Sort of an open okay. wound.
Yeah, why don't we get you a staff and a hoopack?
Okay.
Because you're allowed to have two.
Okay. That's better than a That's better than what I was thinking, the pill thing, probably.
Well, I mean, we still might be able to get you that pill. Let's... All right, now we're into class. Now we are into class, okay? So
okay.
here is where you could become a spellcaster, which is kind of interesting. And we could lean you into, you know, the type of fighter who uses spells that make people feel ill. There's also a cleric. That's somebody who's like a healer, but I guess you don't want to yeah. think about healing an illness. You want to think about causing
yeah.
an outbreak.
Yeah, yes, exactly. A pandemic / plandemic of sorts. I'm on day 5 of Tamiflu, if that incorporates any of these options, maybe. Like, is there a world where I'm on an antiviral and hope that I don't get a rebound case or anything like that? Like, is
okay.
there any option that sparks that kind of joy?
A wizard?
Yeah. Yeah, because medicine is kind of wizardry. I mean, you take this pill, you
yeah.
hope to God that the magical battle that's going on in your immune system, the war that's waging in your bloodstream,
it
ends
feels
up
a little bit
where
like
the good
you would
want to.
I feel like you'd want to be either a sorcerer or a warlock. And the difference between these is where the magic comes from. The sorcerer, you draw on magic in your bloodline.
Yes.
So that's kind of passed down to you from generations. And then the warlock is a wielder of magic that is derived from a bargain with an extra planar deity. So that could sound like you kind of caught a cold from a god. And you're passing it on. It feels
that's good
to me.
It's
it feels
sort of
like
a curse.
Warlock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. And then you get. It looks like you get an otherworldly patron. That's who gave you your magic.
Okay.
So I'll just read you the names of these. So this is basically who gave you an illness. You got your illness from the Archfey, the Fathomless.
Yeah.
The fiend,
yeah.
The genie, or the great old one?
I guess the genie. I've heard of that one before. And maybe it could be a genie named Genie. Imagine rubbing a lamp and then rubbing your eye and you have pink eye now.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's absolutely
perfect. I got conjunctivitis from a fucking antique.
Yeah, okay. So So now, so you have conjunctivitis from an antique. You basically rubbed, yeah, you rubbed Jeannie's lamp and then rubbed your eye.
Yeah.
You got ill and you're going to spread your illness across the realm.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Now this is the last part before we get into, you know, your yeah, character name, I guess. We are
is
going
that a
to,
leave? What are you holding there?
The
Accenture migraine.
Like, it almost looks like Dayquil, this nice blue round,
yeah,
cube.
Yeah.
These are going to be your stats. You roll 6d, or you roll 4d6, and you drop the, uh-huh, lowest score. Okay.
Okay. Like Yahtzee.
Exactly. All right. So I'll write this down. Okay. 4, 4, 2, 5. That's an 11.
My fucking phone number, man. What are you doing? What is this sorcery? 834, yeah. And now 9819. Holy
That's
shit.
That's a 14. This one's really bad. I rolled 2 2s and 2 1s. So that is going to be a 5.
2 pair. That's pretty good. That's Yahtzee-wise, though.
Yeah. But it horrible for this. That's also a pretty bad roll. That's only a 10.
Well, you're
We got two
it.
More rolls in us. Yeah.
You're sabotaging.
Ooh, this one's good,
me.
Though. 13, and the last stat for your warlock is a 12, mm-hmm, or a sorcerer, I should say. Are you a sorcerer or a warlock? I already forget.
I thought I was a warlock, but now that you mention it, maybe I'm the better one.
Okay, well, so now you have, these are the numbers, 11, yeah, 14, 5, awful, 10, 13, and 12.
Yeah.
And you'll distribute those between your strength, your dexterity, yeah, your constitution, yeah, intelligence, yeah, wisdom and charisma.
Okay.
So those things, well, you know, you think about, like, you as a man, you
will
have,
know I'm a Riz God.
You, I feel like you have more intelligence than strength. You have more charisma than constitution.
Well, yeah, because I
you
can't
have more
keep
wisdom
food down.
Than dex.
Yes. Yes. I'm
so,
sort of aged like a fine,
right,
cheese, basically. But I can't
so your
eat
guy
very
is,
much these days.
Your guy is sick, so
yeah,
I feel like it would have to hit, like, his strength or his constitution would be pretty low. No?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, that's going to be
for sure. Just because I do feel weakish on the day, usually.
Yeah.
Especially since last week.
Okay. So let's put strength at 5.
Yeah.
And then your con, I think, would be your next lowest one because you're ill. So your, yep, con is going to be 10. You are really smart because you would know how to get people sick. So we'll give you,
yeah,
14 there.
That's good. But I do have cog fog, sort of a,
yeah,
a cloudiness.
So you can't carry a conversation. So your charisma should also be a little low.
Yeah.
And then that'll make your, just by default, your wisdom is 13.
Yep.
And your dex is 12. Great. Now we have
now
built your character.
Sort of dropped into a story, or how does that work?
Well, now we're going to have to give you your name.
Well,
and then also, ideally, we'd be choosing spells here.
I might have to lay down soon, actually. I'm not used
right,
to, like, standing and thinking.
Even just
much.
one name where you're ill.
Myron?
That's not bad.
M-I-E-R-O-N.
M-I-E-R-O-N. Okay. No last name or?
Last name, Weff. W-H-E-F-F.
Got it. Myron Weff. Let me just. Myron W-E-F-F. Was that?
W-H-E-F-F.
An M-I-E-R-O-N?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Not
you sound
really,
faint.
But I am fainting. That's what you mean.
Yeah, and then there's just like a whole bunch of different spells that... Oh, Cone of Cold. That's kind of interesting. That's a good, yeah, spell that you could...
That's sort of like how I felt the first
access,
night when,
right,
I was like under a blanket but and like in a fleece, but I still was like shivering. I felt like I was, mm-hmm, in a cone of cold, you know?
Right, exactly. Spirit shroud. You can call forth spirits of the dead. Oh, gaseous that's form. That's great.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I fart and it sounds like, it smells like something died in the room, basically.
Mm-hmm. Phantasmal force. There's a lot of darkness. Yeah. That's like, oh, blurred vision. Really good stuff.
That's hex. Me or putting it on someone else.
No, that would be your spell. So you're wandering around. You are adventuring. You're sick. Myron. You shouldn't be out. Myron yeah. Weff should be inside. Myron
yeah,
Weff,
take it
Weff
easy.
Should rest. Yeah.
Yes, he has to.
Myron, you should really take it easy.
Yeah. Myron Weff. That's like a guy being yeah. like, he left, but he can't really speak English. Well. Yeah. Where's Myron? Myron Weff. What do you mean he Weff?
Weff did he go? Sort of...
He should be at home watching TV, taking it fucking easy and relaxing. Myron okay, wanted so, to push his body. Yeah.
So that's kind of interesting. I don't hate this idea for a character who is basically just like a walking disease who shouldn't mm-hmm. come into contact with anybody. But as you
he's
do,
a germ.
You're basically... Yeah. He is the outbreak monkey, except he's yeah. a hobgoblin named Myron Weff. It's not a bad idea for a character. It's kind of interesting.
All right, that's good. I'm yeah. glad we were able to sort of use the reality to fuel the fantasy. And then, like, my secret move is, like, sometimes when you cough and then, like, you feel, like, the dark green phlegm in your throat, you can sort of spit that at people like acid, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's a cantrip, actually, that you can do as a warlock, poison spray.
Yeah.
Yes. It's you extend your hand toward a creature you can see within range and project a puff of noxious yeah. gas from your palm. But we can say that yes. comes from your nose.
Yeah.
The creature
or
must
my
succeed
throat.
On a constitution yeah. saving throw or take 1d12 uh-huh. poison damage from Myron Weff's cleft palate.
My yoga fire of sorts. Okay, that's good. Bacterial/viral warfare.
Yeah, very cool. Good stuff. Good job, Myron.
I'm glad we got here. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional-looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. It's right. They have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag-and-drop technology. You can code, you can design mm-hmm. a professional-looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace.
Yes.
That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like
interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards yeah. to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness.
It's
nah.
It's an anti-movement, really.
No,
it's
that's
a non-movement
good.
Movement.
A, is anti-movement yeah. one? Anti-movement seems like it should
to
be.
Check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Anti-movement.com is not available. Don't
yeah.
buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't. But so
it's fitness
now.
Nah.
yeah, it's more of a yeah. fitness now nah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough mm-hmm. is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10%
ooh.
Off their already low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for, and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
That's
need.
Amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I
bark
was high.
Box. Yeah, bark
yeah,
box.
Yeah, it came with the condos, dozens of them a month. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn,
and
I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes. And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Most
of it yours.
Saving the average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, you can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rocket Money.
Losers.
And we're Wef.
Nice, Myron.
Welcome, Wef.
Yes.
So here's a segment that's kind of really similar, but also the polar opposite of what just happened. It was an idea.
Basically,
I had
something that you understand that I don't.
Yes, exactly. I'm because of like all the Twitter accounts that I've followed since the pandemic, where it was like crypto NFT stuff. My For You page is just like sometimes just littered with like random insider tweeting accounts of like NFT crypto world stuff that literally sounds like a different language. And as I was like scrolling, I'm like, it's insane that I after 3 years of reading these things, I understand what this means. And it's borderline not English, nor is it good financial talk either. It's like this specific language that these teenagers invented that I now understand. So yeah, I sent
it's
you
useless
one and I
jargon.
Said, yeah, it's useless jargon. I sent you one and I said, would it be funny if I tried to explain this tweet to you as a segment? Mm-hmm. So this is the tweet. We'll pull it up in post, but I sent it to you so you can read it. And if you're watching this on YouTube, you can read along. So okay. Why don't we just do a cold read of Jake reading this tweet? And then I'll try to do my best to explain it to you as much as I understand it.
Okay, so this is a tweet from Colin, a.k.a. The Value Thinker. Stopia.
Which is, it's a verified account, which no longer means anything. Usually, right. And now it means the opposite. The verified accounts are like ones that have like 82 followers, but they pay for Twitter Blue / X, whatever they're calling it now. The Value Thinker, which is a very funny name for this account. Okay.
Yeah. 2000. There's 3,000 followers, and Colin is following 2,000 people.
That's great.
Okay.
His bio is crypto investments, freedom. I'm trying to add value. Got it?
Perfect. Got it. Stopia, just starting the journey, considering we are not even close to being in full bull cycle yet. For those who stood by the community when Mojang rugged us to 0.005, it's about a 22x. Load hardest when red dripping sign, I guess it's blood, and fear all over the streets. Remember previous ATH was 62 cents. We not even 20% of the way back yet. Right now, the dollar plus price targets is realistic, would still only put us at less than 50% of what some comparables are at. Even then, there is still potential for much more significant gains. Super early, you haven't missed anything. Then he tagged at hip. Hytopia and High Chain Games.
All right, perfect. Of course, this is not financial advice, guys. Like, don't take what we just said at face value, especially because you can't really understand what it means. So it's really hard for this to be financial advice, even if you wanted to sort of pour your hard-earned fantasy money into this.
Yeah, and let's look at the live Hytopia price.
Yeah,
it looks like it has it has gone up 15% since this tweet. We have to say that.
Yeah. So there was if we put our entire life savings into this imaginary money, we would have made more cash than the S&P 500 would have yielded over the course of a year or two. Mm-hmm. Okay. So here's where I'm at. This is how I'll explain it to you. You know, in general, cryptocurrency.
Before we go any further, I should say I don't care. I do not care at all.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It'll be very interesting to see. Yeah. No, so you're going to explain this to me. We'll see if I can retain really any of it, because it couldn't interest me less. I wonder if you felt like this when we were creating a hobgoblin sorcerer or warlock.
There's no way. There's no way Myron didn't understand that as much as you don't understand this. Okay. So when you said Stopia, it was actually a link to $Topia. So $ is the hash mark of cryptocurrency. So like instead of hashtag BTC for Bitcoin, it'll be $BTC, which is kind of interesting, kind of neat.
Yeah, that is kind of cool. I like that.
Yeah. So far, that's like an instant understandable upgrade from what you said, which is Stopia.
Right. That is just, now I'll know that from now on, that's not an S, that's a dollar sign.
Yeah. We don't have to get into the sort of backstory of how cryptocurrency is also sort of fake money, but like Bitcoin is like something that you can't actually buy. And then there's like millions of smaller ones that are even less impactful than Bitcoin, all the way down to just joke ones that aren't even real, like Dogecoin and stuff like that.
Right.
Topia is one about, you know, a video game that this company's making. We're not even close to being in a full bull cycle yet. That means there's like bear cycles in crypto when everything is going to shit. Everyone's losing money. Everyone says it's all dying. It's dead. You should have sold. What are you doing? Why do you still have this? We're all going away. Then there's the bull cycle, which is like, oh, we're all fucking fueled by greed. Everyone's buying. That's when it's like Dogecoin is going up. Oh, my uncle put $1 million and now it's 10 million and everyone's really excited about it.
Yeah. But this guy's saying, even though it seems like it's a bull market, it's not even the bull market.
Yeah, exactly.
You think you've seen gains? You don't even fucking know. These gains are insane.
Yeah. Keep in mind, everybody that tweets about it has money and is incentivized to tell people that it's all going up so that they get richer.
Of course. Yeah.
For those who stood by the community when Mojang rugged us to 0.005. So this specific project was a game built for Minecraft NFTs instead of characters. Do you even know what Minecraft is? I had to learn about it during this whole thing.
Vaguely? I mean, it's a video game, right?
It's a wildly popular video game. Minecraft and D&D sort of occupy the same thing in my mind, where it's like, I know people are obsessed with it. There's tens of millions of people playing it. I don't really understand why or how or what makes people good, but it's like that voxel pixel style, like a Lego guy, like building a tree, and then like he goes over there and destroys people with an arrow, and then like I don't understand what the game is, but people are obsessed with Minecraft.
Got it. Interesting.
So this guy / company built NFTs for Minecraft and was like, oh, I'll just put these two things together and people will buy characters and we'll make money. And then at one point, Mojang, which is the company that makes Minecraft, was like, no, you guys can't do that. This whole project.
So they rugged them.
I see. Rug them is called, they pull the rug out from underneath them. The whole project just dies, which happens to 99.9% of these things. They're all doing really well. And then the rug happens, which is when everybody, except for the people that started this, lose all their money. Very transparent, happens all the time. There's no oversight because none of this stuff is legal anyway.
Right. It's all just like these very quick little pyramid schemes. It's just like they pop up. You get in and out at the right time.
And it's all happening within like a 3-day span. Yeah. Well, the people that make money are the ones that start it / convince other people to buy it, like this guy.
Right. But couldn't I do the same thing? If I just followed this guy and invested all of my money immediately and then pulled it out later that afternoon, could I make cash theoretically?
You could make cash accidentally, but you could also lose it theoretically. Like you could have put all your money in and then it goes down 90% and then it's like, oh, I'm out of money forever.
Right. Okay.
You just have no, it's kind of like playing roulette. You could make money if your number hits.
Yeah.
So this guy's saying this token, which was worth 62 cents at one point, was down all the way to a half a penny per fucking Topia when Mojang, the company that started Minecraft, said, nah, you guys can't actually do this. This whole thing is dead. So then everyone just sold all their shit and was like, this is worth nothing. I don't know why you kept this money. This money is fake. There's no game. Minecraft says no way.
Right.
Load hardest when red means when everything is down, he's trying to convince people to buy, which is like, you know, part of the scam is that when things go down, it's like, I got to still convince people to buy my worthless things because that means it'll be worth more in the future.
Right. And he's not wrong, because if he does convince everyone to buy, then it is worth more. He's just lying in the first place.
Exactly. Right. And he's saying, remember, before Minecraft banned this thing, this random token was worth 62 cents each. Keep in mind, the token didn't do anything. The game didn't even exist yet. People were just willing to buy it for 62 cents each. So if you had 1,000, you could, in theory, sell it for $620. But then at one point, your 1,000 is worth $5 too. So, uh-oh, Mojang rugged us. The token is worth nothing. And he's saying, by the way, now it's back at 11 cents. Which is not even close to the 62 cents, which is where we're headed. You guys gotta buy now. Like, this thing is taking off. Remember when Minecraft said this whole thing was illegal? Yeah, that was really bad. But now we're fucking back up. We're climbing. Everyone's gotta fucking buy, 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 because that's gonna
make
me more
rich. But what about the Minecraft
rich.
Of it all? Like, are they just making it and it's not associated with Minecraft anymore?
Yeah, like, so this company...
So they kind of just, they rode the coattails of Minecraft's popularity.
That's right.
Got their token kind of popular. Not that popular, because 62 cents is not a lot of money.
No.
and then Minecraft said you couldn't do that because, of course, it
We're
went down
all
to
NFTs,
half
by
a
the
penny.
Way.
Yeah. And now they're and now he's saying, well, now it's back to 11 cents.
11 cents.
Yeah, which
that's
pretty
is good, pretty, all things considered.
I mean, not really, because like, what's the ceiling for Topia if it has no association? It has no association with Minecraft.
Yeah,
and
well,
it won't.
That's the big question. This guy seems to think that they can create / invent / make a Minecraft bigger than Minecraft that they own. Like they're not relying on Minecraft anymore. This company is now going to make their own fucking game.
Well, that'd be amazing for Colin. Is Colin the one doing it, or is Colin the one seeing it? Is Colin calling these things, or is Colin...
That's a good question.
Like, are you trying to just to add value, or are you... It doesn't seem like Colin
You're talking about the value thinker?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're talking about the value thinker.
I'm curious if Colin is an AI bot run by Topia to sort of promote their shit.
Yeah, that's in play. But from what I understand, the people at the companies are kind of like smart computer nerds that are like trying to build a game and like create value. And then the Colin, the value thinker, these are like the fake influencers of the ecosystem, being like kind of like a D&D character, like, oh, you want my bag? It's worth 11 cents now, but soon it'll be worth 60 cents. Why don't you buy 1,000 of it and I'll give it to you, because you have no idea how big this thing is going to be.
So there's
Who
a
needs
lot of
Minecraft.
They're like the palace rats. There's just like they're kind of just eating the crumbs of successful people.
Yes, exactly. But there's actually people underneath them, which is like people reading these tweets, liking them, retweeting. I mean, look at just even the replies to this, being like, yeah, this is gonna be awesome. The target is $1. Like, you know, all the hangers on to this guy. Like, people are even below this guy. And then there are people reading this tweet being like, yeah, I'm going to get my friend to buy this thing so that the value goes up and up and up.
So, yeah, what do you think about this comparison between Topia, mana, and sand? That's really
now
interesting.
Now we're really talking.
Because the Uniswap liquidity of Topia,
pool,
dwarfs that of mana. I'm kind of curious, but also I like sand. And Uniswap 24-hour volume of sand being at 50,000?
You have to consider
that. What is that to me? What is that to you? Does that mean anything? What is a Uniswap value?
Those are all... Those are all other games. Like there was a run to like make Web 3.0 games during all this, where it's like,
I see.
Oh, this token's not just a random store of value. It's actually part of the metaverse, and we're gonna build games in the metaverse.
Right.
And
so
yeah,
you're somebody that doesn't even like the games, though. You like the crypto of it, but you don't like the games. But there are people out there who are like, I like Minecraft and crypto. There are some people that just like the Minecraft, or is anybody that's liking Minecraft going to be into the crypto because that's what it takes to buy items in the game?
That's what they're hoping, is that like the success of Minecraft is going to leak into this like other ecosystem. But who knows if that'll ever happen, slash if this company really exists, or if it's all just a one guy and 1,000 bots trying to convince people to buy this random token. And I think that's everything. Super early, you haven't missed anything. That's just the classic. Like, by the way, you think you're late, you're not. You can buy this today, and it'll go up, up, and up, baby.
Should we buy some just for fun and see how it's doing next week when we pod?
That's just pretty good. If we can hypothetically buy it. Like, let's just say, what did you say it was worth? 11 cents?
Yeah. I mean, let's get like 10 of them, right? Why not?
Okay. So you'll buy 10 for $1.10.
I'm good for $20. It's like we're at Vegas. I'll buy $20.
See, this is what you don't realize. I'm calling the value thinker, and I'm basically trying to pump my bag. I'm trying to get you to buy this shit for me. Why don't you give me $10,000, and I'll give you the value of what it will be next week.
I am the great value thinker.
You're talking to Colin right now, if you can believe it.
Never mind.
Yeah, I'll let you know. Okay, great, because it's down to a penny again. Yeah, Minecraft just threatened to sue Colin.
Wow.
Shit.
Great My value. Ass.
Okay, so that was, you know, kind of similar but polar opposite to creating a D&D character, is trying to explain to you what in the world is going on in the world of crypto. This whole thing was just buzzing at the beginning of the pandemic when everyone was at home, like without anything to do.
I remember that.
That's when, like, I was, like, in there on the Discord trying to figure out, like, what's going on, where the money was going. Now, these are just, like, 3 years later, who's still there, like, scorched earth, but people are still inhabiting the wasteland.
It's like
the
people still at the bar at, like, 5 a.m. when the lights are coming on. You don't want to be seen. You really don't.
Yeah. And they're like, by the way, in 12 hours, there's a fucking whole new boatload of people coming to the club. We just got to stick around, man. Me and you at 9 a.m.
We already got this booth. Let's just go to, let's leave our jackets here. We'll go to a diner. We'll get breakfast and we'll come back. Let's
We'll sober up. Yeah.
Let's go on a bender with the great value thinker.
Oh, yeah. You just Venmo'd me $180,000. Wow. You are. You just pumped up the price of Stopia coin, actually.
Yeah, well, I want you to buy sand.
I'm a man of man myself. This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Assholes. All right, we're back.
Yes.
We have more Jake and Amir videos to write and to shoot next month.
This is true. This is true.
You're coming to LA. We're going to bake a bunch of eps, but we don't necessarily have the ideas yet.
Right. So we're going to pitch each other some Jake and Amir ideas right now, or bounce yes. some ideas around, because I didn't come with any. I assume you didn't either.
I got one.
Really? All right. Let's hear it.
Yeah. It's called Jake and Amir Tennis Coach.
Okay, so it's on location?
No, because much like the DJ episode, this is one where I've been hired as a tennis instructor. Show up like frazzled with a fucking bag, like a real like...
Headband?
Like a tournament, yeah, headband, yeah. Like, whew, sorry about
a
that.
A hopper? if we fucking... do a ball hopper with just four balls in it.
At the desk?
Like you lost a whole bunch of your balls.
Yeah, and be like, sorry, fucking, you know, these teenage phenom dads fucking crawling up my ass. What did I miss? What did you miss?
What's going on? You're a tennis pro now?
Yeah, I got myself into like this whole fucking world. It's crazy, man. Like, just thank God you're not a tennis coach. I'm serious.
You know Coco Gauff?
Well, I'm Jared Goff, a different athlete, a football player. Is he?
I'm saying I coach a guy that looks like him.
What do you know about tennis? Not much, actually. I saw a TikTok video about how to serve, and I fucking posted a Craigslist ad or some shit.
Now I am on your Yelp reviews. Look at that. And then I read some Yelp reviews out loud, just like in the DJ app. It's perfect. Writes itself.
Yeah. There it is. Tennis coach, tennis instructor, tennis pro.
Okay. So I had a leaping off point for another one. It's more of just something that I've noticed for whatever reason, on my Instagram, like find or discover page. It's constantly showing me like home decor and like home renovation hacks. There are all these like IKEA hacks where you can like basically, you know, turn your wall into looking like it's a built-in bookshelf or whatever. But now I've gotten like hacks for like, you know, things you can do to make like an end table. You basically get an IKEA end table and then you like glue a bunch of wood stuff to it or mirrors or whatever, and you make your own weird little furniture. And the thing that I keep on coming back to is that none of it seems like a hack because it's all such high effort. And it's like, I can't imagine that it's saving you that much money than just going somewhere else.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, it's like the idea of a life hack, something.
But then it's just hard work and like actual skills. Like that's not a hack. That's, I got a fucking life hack. I'm smelting metal later today.
Yeah, that's not a hack. You learn joinery. that's a trade. You
really? Yeah, because I was gonna say I got like a fucking mask, and I made this fucking coffee table out of scrap metal.
Yeah, I guess that's pretty good. We could do with glass blowing. Haven't we threatened to do a glass blowing video before?
Yeah, but I guess you can get really sick trying to do it. So
be really
it's
got
to be one of
like,
those ones where
not
I
not really a hobby, but I've gotten into glass blowing recently. Like, that one actually is a hobby.
Really?
And then you've just made all these really gorgeous bongs.
This one's a pretty dope piece. You put the weed in here.
Jeez. Yeah. Wow. What is it called when you can pull, you like light it and you can pull it out? Is that, that's not the the carb, right? That's the hole that you cover. There's
yeah. Either really I'm a stoner slash architect now.
You're
I have a really
brilliant.
Hot girlfriend.
You had a creative mind this entire time. You just needed to smoke. You had ADHD.
I had ADHD, I had rage, and now I have a fucking girlfriend who's a surfer. How dope is that? Oh, and did I mention we have a life hack where I turned an old RV into a really sick van?
And then you shrug, knock over your glass bong, and instantly revert.
It's like amnesia. If I hit my head again, I go back to the idiot I once
no,
was.
No, 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 no. Girlfriend breaks up with you.
Here, here, get high, get high. Fuck. Does anybody have a joint? It's like asking with the urgency of CPR. Does anybody here have a fucking joint?
Is anyone here a dealer?
Is there a dealer on the plane?
All right, great. So we have two solid apps.
Yeah. I don't know if this clamp can be anything.
Hmm. What about
sort of walking to work with it like yeah. attached to my face and I don't really know or something like
that? You know,
that.
What's the thing we never wrote about it because we were mostly shooting in New York, but parking, just like something that comes
good.
Up at the LA office. Like I see that in Slack, like, oh, we need some spaces open for guests.
Spots
today.
Parallel.
Right. The gate
kind of like
working,
the
like
traffic
that.
Episode one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, like it's
working
with,
as a
valet.
Right.
Or it's us in the car together.
It could also just be at the desk. Do you know anything about the gate not working? No, I don't think so. Like, 'cause there's a bunch of Slack messages from you last
oh,
night.
Really? Yeah. Yeah. I put like a bunch of stickers on like the wheel thing. So I was trying to figure out like why.
What's the gate code? Does anyone know the gate code? I know it's 1 a.m., but somebody has to respond or I'm going to try to break this beast down myself. I'm trying to get dinner across the street and ballet is charming an arm and a keg.
As in, first one to figure out how to let my ass park here. I have 38 beers on me / ennui. Very late for a Hinge day. This is now turning into a different episode where you're reading Slack messages like an old email thread that I wrote.
Yeah. All right. That's good. Trying to open up the lot to meet a Hinge date.
Sort of borderline lonely and horny. Like, isn't there one where I leave somebody like 1,000 messages like, hey, I'm here, I don't see you yet, but
yeah,
oh,
yeah,
waving at you. No, that's not
progressively
you.
Drunker. Yeah, yeah. Then you're like back there in the kitchen, you find, and then it ends with you finding like realizing it was you were at the restaurant at the wrong date. And the very last one is like you just knocking on the door of her car as she's listening to the last voicemail. Like, hey.
There's also something when you said parking, I thought it was like you know, like the kind of guy that like helps somebody else park where it's like, all right, back up. I'll let you out. All right, you got this much room. You hit the pole. All right, you hit the pole. Move forward.
Ooh, come up. It's yeah, not
you're
bad.
You're supposed to tell
it's
me before
bad.
I hit the pole. Go
you
in reverse.
Jump out into the
trust
street
me.
Trying to wave him forward into you.
Ah! yeah, I guess we don't have enough money to shoot. Be like, all right, now, like going into getting T-boned by a chunk. Oh, shit, yeah. Sorry, I wasn't looking both ways.
Dude, oh, it's a hydrant anyway. That's how it ends.
Water everywhere. Now, one other half-baked idea. We've already done me with a really stinky lunch, the doll episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. What if, I mean, there's got to be an insecure Jake episode to be had.
In the bot. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The last thing we did was like workwear. What's, oh, I kind of have this haircut now. It's the mullet. Yeah. That's like a popular, it's the Jake Paul, right? Or the Paul Pascal. It's the, yeah. It's the, so I guess I, you know, I would just have the mullet. Yeah. I'll get it freshened up for the, on the day.
It'd have to be really extreme. Mm-hmm. What about a rat tail? Are you willing
right,
to
we can make it extra long.
Yeah. Whoa, a nice mullet.
A mullet for this gullet. A mullet on this gullet. A mullet above this gullet. Because the gullet's the mouth, right?
Yeah.
A mullet attached to this gullet makes the ladies full it. Nullet.
Scream, he's full of it. Or was Jake Paul at UFC 239 not styling?
I sued my niece
to emancipate myself as her uncle. You know, you don't have to be her uncle. Yeah, well, that's what the fucking judge said.
I legally emancipated myself from being an uncle. I didn't want that level of responsibility.
That's I also a good thought tweet recently for the next 50 like tweet.
Oh, that's good. I thought recently about just setting one. You know how we did like, you know, Amir tries his luck at dating. That was the impetus of Lonely and Horny. We just did like a big departure.
Yeah.
Just setting one in me and Nico's house. Remember, I get engaged in the Jake and Amir universe. So it's just like a decade
that was 11
later.
Years ago.
Yeah. I've married her. We have three children just at our dinner table. I'm hosting Nico's parents.
I'm not in it at all.
Yeah. It's just a nice, wholesome. We have a really healthy relationship.
You're practicing Japanese. Fun.
Yeah.
Putting on cologne before
we play
the
Ellen DeGeneres heads up game.
It's just an amazing, nice scene. Nothing is funny or bad about it.
It ends with I walk into work and you've just diarrheaed on my desk. That's what happens when you're late, piece of shit. I was worried sick about you. I gave myself diarrhea and I chewed up your jacket like you're a dog.
Whatever happened to Nico?
My partner?
Yeah. Oh, y'all are still together. That's nice.
It'd be a good cameo.
I wonder where Nico is now.
Yeah, we'd have to dig through the old call sheet.
Haven't seen her in a decade plus. All right, that's about it. That's all I can physically and emotionally handle right now.
Hopefully,
I just did
hopefully we remember
my Michael Jordan
this.
Flu game. That's my flu that's podcast. Right. That's the most I can give. Guys,
yeah,
I know it's
maxed
what
out.
You just saw was insane considering the fact that
imagine
I did
he
have
was
the
sick
flu.
And still came up with Myron Weff.
What is possible next week? I mean, it's insane to think about what I'm capable of. All right, for more of us, you can check out our Patreon, patreon.com/JA.
Yes.
And thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for watching. All these episodes are on YouTube as well, so
that's right.
Head on down to the HeadGum YouTube channel. You'll see links to everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pass out now. But we'll be back next week,
right
of course, every Monday from now until forever.
Mm-hmm.
And until then, let us know if you have any Jake and Amir show ideas or, episode ideas. We need more episode ideas. We need more segment ideas, clearly. So leave them all in the comment section below.
That's right. Bye,
see
everybody.
See you next week. Ciao for now.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are.
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Leitman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.